Introduction. Report and text copyright by Lorna Houston and Cosmic Patterns Software Incorporated. The contents of this report are protected by copyright law. By purchasing this report, you agree to comply with this copyright. This report is about how you can increase your financial prosperity. We were all created by God, and God is infinitely prosperous. We were all created in the image of God and we are, therefore, intended to be prosperous. In fact, if we are not prosperous, it just means that there is a block standing in the way of our prosperity, because prosperity is our natural state. Astrology is an excellent tool for removing any blocks we may have to prosperity and discovering who we really are, so that we can realize our full potential of being prosperous. There have been several well-known writers who have described how to become prosperous and how to overcome blocks to prosperity. They include Leonard Orr, Louise Hay, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Joseph Murphy, Norvell and others, and they all advocate positive thinking. They provide general advice, and it is all good, but it is not as individualized as astrology. Because we are individuals, we each have our own vision of what it means to be prosperous, what to do with our money if we are prosperous, and what makes us want to be prosperous. We also differ as to what blocks may be standing in the way of our attaining wealth and what might make us still not feel happy if we did. That is why advice based on your own unique astrological chart is the best way to connect you, as an individual, with the ideals of the positive thinking experts and to guide you as to how you, personally, can obtain wealth and be happy with it. The central idea the positive thinking experts teach is that thought is creative, and that what thoughts you think ultimately determine your creation of wealth. When your rational mind is relaxed, your thoughts go into your subconscious mind and affect the way you feel and behave and impact others, even though you might not be consciously aware of it. Therefore, if you can relax your conscious mind and introduce positive thoughts about creating prosperity, these new thoughts will replace whatever other thoughts might already be in your subconscious mind. You will then, after whatever repetition of the new thoughts is necessary, feel, behave, and impact others in accordance with your new, positive, prosperous thoughts. This, in turn, will attract prosperity to you. That is because of the law of action and reaction, also called the law of karma and referred to in the biblical quotation of, "As ye sow, so shall ye reap." You are now putting out thoughts of prosperity, as these have become manifested in your subconscious and your actions, and now only prosperity can come back to you. The thoughts you choose to think determine your prosperity. That is the teaching. If you put together this general knowledge of how you can choose your thoughts and create what you want through your subconscious mind with a knowledge of who you are as a unique individual, you have the best possible combination for creating wealth and having a good experience with it. For example, some people need to introduce a lot of positive thoughts to offset an ongoing negative state of mind, whereas some others, of a happy disposition, may manifest wealth quite readily at the very suggestion of it, but then not have the stability to handle it. The approach taken in this report is to identify your individual needs and temperament and then to suggest ways of creating prosperity which will work out best for you.